Good morning, and welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, entering into hour number three. Welcome. It's Friday, June 1st, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the website www.republicbroadcasting.org. Remember, folks, it's very important that if you can do something to help to spread the word, to get the news out there about the network and the shows, and to spread the word and try to, you know, keep all these things going. Financial crunch big time at Republic Broadcasting, and I would like to say that that I'll be here forever, but I don't know that that's possible. But you know, we've been talking with our guest tonight, who's discussing all this stuff perfectly and certainly exactly the way God operates on this sort of thing. It is truly, truly amazing stuff to understand money and the biblical concept, and to understand that together we'll all find something better and something easier and something far more rewarding from a financial sense, which is something I never expected to get financial comfort out of the scriptures. But yet, here it is. And it's all courtesy of our guest. His website, www.ascensionministries.net. And what we're talking about here is his astounding book and DVD combination, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. Norm Franz, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm enjoying every minute of it. You know, during the break, we heard a commercial there for Republic Trading Group, of course, and that's about wealth preservation, you know, gold and silver. You mentioned that in the DVD as well.
Well, you know, and that's, that picks up on the next scripture verse that I wanted to share in Haggai chapter 2, mm-hmm. Beginning in verse 6, it says, we're talking about the end-time transfer of wealth. It transfers to the righteous, and we have to understand that it's also going to transfer in righteous investment.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of the world's investments are built upon unrighteousness, the unrighteousness of dishonest scales. And I really explain that fully in the book and in the DVD,
mm-hmm.
The Money and Wealth Seminar. That's 4 one-hour sessions that just lead you through the whole thing from beginning to ending. And in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of the nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts." And so it's talking about a great shaking. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about that same great shaking.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to shake everything that can be shaken, so that only that which cannot be shaken may remain. And it says he's going to shake everything as of created things. And the only uncreated thing is God himself. And
that's
so
right.
The bottom line is whatever's not built upon God and his word, when the shaking comes, is going to be shaken down and shaken apart. And that's why I always tell people, if you're being shaken right now, you need to go back and you need to consider that maybe you haven't built your house on the rock. Maybe you've built it on sinking sand. So when the storms of life come, your house gets upset and maybe even falls down and so on and so forth. Go back and look at the word, because in the end, all righteous wealth is going to be transferred to the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
All the unrighteous wealth is going to be destroyed, just like, you know, the wealth of the NASDAQ was just almost
gone
overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It lost over 60%.
And it's really amazing too, as gold and silver, created by God, you know, really the only currency, I guess, the only sort of, I don't know, currency, I guess, is about the best thing that I guess God would almost endorse. It's amazing. I'll let you expand on that when we come back, Norm. Folks, be aware of our phone number and interact with our guest here, 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest this evening, Norm Franz, who is the author of the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. His website, www.ascensionministries.net. Norm, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's really fun unraveling the economic mysteries of the last days, isn't it?
The truth does set us free, my friend, and you're doing that, and you're doing it in such a way that I've never heard this stuff before, and I've never seen, you know, basically an economist, you know, come out of the world and go into the preaching, you know, about, you know, that whole thing. It's astounding to me.
Well, you know, you mentioned something earlier about, you know, most people have seen these scriptures at some point in time or another, but that I was able to bring them all together.
Yeah.
And one thing about true biblical prophetic ministry is that it ties together the beginning to the ending.
Mm.
Revelation 19:10 says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, and if Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, then the spirit of prophecy is the revelation of eternity, the beginning to the ending. So it's not just about speaking to the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's about speaking to and helping us understand the past so we know what's going on in the present, and so
right.
We can then properly speak to the future, because there's a lot of people that speak to the future. They try to, quote, prophesy,
mm-hmm.
speak to the future, but they haven't. They're prophesying out of their own inspiration, out of their own soul, out of their own doctrine, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they miss it so much. And God's given us his word, and it's easy to prophesy and speak about the future,
mm-hmm.
because his word reveals the beginning to the ending. All we have to do is in prophetic ministry is just put it together so people can understand. And that's really all that I've done, is just God's given me a gift to be able to see the beginning to the ending and then put it all together.
It's an amazing gift and well utilized. And that we might have to talk about the parable of the talents as well, but I'd love to jump into the phone lines if you don't mind, because we've got some people who have been waiting for a while to speak with you.
No, that's fine.
All right. Folks, 1-800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We like to know that you're out there. Joe in Idaho, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, buddy.
I hear you.
Trying to break some records, two nights in a row.
Yeah, it's astounding.
I just want to say I'm fascinated with your guests there, man. I have some questions for you. I hope I can remember them all, man. Mm-hmm. But first I'd like to ask Norm, when this first all came about for him, you know, 90s or 80s, you know, when it came to him, you know, what he's talking about here tonight.
Sure.
Well, I knew and understood the fractional reserve banking system and the corruption of that whole scenario. I didn't realize it was the dishonest weights and measures until the late 80s, after the 87 stock market crash. But in the early 80s, I understood the perversion of fractional reserve banking, and it was in 1987 when the stock market crashed, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, is that when God really opened my eyes to how that's the foundation of the entire world's monetary system. All money is debt.
Didn't you, I'm sorry to jump in here, but Norm, didn't you write about fractional reserve banking, and then like 10 years later, Warren Buffett came out and basically completely plagiarized your comments?
Well, no, he just saw the same thing
know,
that
it's
I
just
did.
My...
I just saw it. And that's right, you know, and I made the joke. I said, man, he must have read my book.
He should have. I'm sure he did. But, yeah, you had called a fractional reserve banking an atomic weapon, I believe, and he called fractional reserve banking a weapon of mass destruction, I believe. I could be completely, misquoting, but, you know, it's a fair point, and a lot of people have mentioned on the record about various things, but, you know, I think in context of what Joe is talking about here, I mean, you understood it, but maybe you didn't get that it was, you know, unjust.
Side.
Yeah, unjust gains, yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand the unjust weights and measures until after the 87 stock market crash. That's when God opened my eyes, gave me that understanding, and that's when he went to work on Norm to get me out in my own heart. And then once I got to a point where I was on my way, I hadn't arrived and I still haven't arrived, but I was on my way, and then he released me to go back to the nations, go back to the people of God, and call them out of Babylon and Egypt themselves.
Well, it's just kind of curious to me, Norm, because you and I come from two different backgrounds, and it was back in, I knew nothing, absolutely nothing about stock markets or anything back in the 80s, but I was involved in my own business. I owned a trucking business at that time. And something just came over me to start researching money. There was things that I wanted to understand. And I fully understand what you're talking about here tonight. Just to give you an example, I'm living already what you're talking about and have been for the past 12 years. I've completely gotten out of banking and everything that's attached to it. When I started reading the Bible and I understood what usury was, you know, in its finest form, I guess, I just didn't want to be a part of it. Now, I've had a lot of conversations. I know you, Frank, and I have talked about these kind of things. I refuse to do things today that I have to go into debt. I just absolutely refuse. I live a life of I work for it, you pay me, and then I do what I can with what I've earned. And I don't think American people are ready for that, because I walked away from a lucrative business because of my convictions of what I believed and what I believe today. And I just don't see the American people. You know, today everybody thinks they have this out, if you will. Well, if it gets too rough, I'll just file bankruptcy and we'll start all over. You know, that was something left over from the 60s. If you'll notice, they've changed the laws now we're headed for debtors' prisons.
Well,
okay?
Actually, what we have, Joe, right now, because the law is basically you can't just walk away from your debt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay. Basically, all you can do is restructure your debt because you still mm-hmm. have to pay off your debt. If you owe, you know, $500,000 on your house and they sell it for $400,000, you still owe $100,000.
Absolutely.
And all that is a modern day debtor prison, and they'll garnish your wages to get the money.
Yeah, you will continue to work, and you will continue to pay. you will continue to work, and you will continue to pay.
That's the world system, because what it does is it makes you it makes it easy for us and cheap for us to get into debt, but then it changes the rules regarding any kind of bankruptcy when you're in the debt. See, that's the world, and the world is going to do what the world does. And the world is not our friend.
Well, it's not.
Being our friend, but it's not our friend. It's there to deceive us and to bring us into bondage.
Well, if you could recommend, you know, what I always tell people is take what you have, whatever assets you think you have, liquidate those assets, reapply whatever you came out the other side with, and whatever you have at that point, you know, you're reaching what I would advocate is an absolute. Mm-hmm. So when you have the absolute in your hand, that's what you have. That's what you've earned. That's what belongs to you. That has no debt attached to it. But I don't think people are willing to be satisfied with that. They want all the frills and thrills of the American dream that was promised to them, you know, the illusion that everybody lives.
Yeah.
So I might ask you, as an individual, how do you, not so much as how you live your life today, but what would you recommend for people at this late time from a biblical standpoint mm-hmm. of view? What would you suggest or recommend a position for them to take and how to get there from here?
Excellent
well, the
question.
first thing I recommend is to turn around and start coming out of debt. And if you need to sell off some assets to pay off that debt, I think you just have to be led of the Lord in that particular scenario. I don't think everybody is necessarily called to sell off all of their assets. But if they can turn around and start paying off their debt, that is a sign of repentance. And what I've seen is I've seen God work with those people and just like accelerate their debt elimination. And then I think from that particular point in time, I don't think there's any one way or one program or any kind of a canned portfolio, because different people have different assets. But so what I do is I help people understand the difference between ownership assets and loanership assets.
Mm.
Ownership assets are like gold and silver and precious stones and real estate and so on and so forth that's unencumbered, doesn't have debt on it. Businesses, because a business is an asset, it's income producing, it's growth generating, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so based on all of that, everybody's individual, so it's hard to give a
blanket suggestion. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? And I know you've heard this before, and I know you've seen it before. What do you do for people who, we were really in need. We didn't have any money, and we were out of groceries, and this credit card came in the mail with a $10,000 limit. God blessed us.
That's difficult. Let me interrupt you, gentlemen, here for a quick break. Folks, we're back in only 3 minutes. Remember, our phone number, 800-313-9443. And when we come back, I'll ask Norm to give up the number to purchase the book and DVD as well. So please stay with us.
Okay.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here this evening. Our special guest tonight is the author of the incredible book and DVD, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, Norm Friends. Welcome back, sir. And when we left off, before we go back to our caller, I was just wondering if you have a phone number for those who don't have Internet access to be able to place orders.
Yes, we do. In fact, we have a 24-hour, 24/7 fulfillment house, and if you want to order that, you can call 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553.
Wonderful. And that's in the back of the book. I just wanted to make sure it was current before I gave it out. So I do have it. And yes, fantastic stuff. Back to Joe in Idaho. Joe, you just had posed an incredible question to Norm. And Norm, you had mentioned that. And you said, you know, in essence, the burden is on us truly because, and you had talked about your personal experiences when you were, you know, a financial analyst, you know, you have to look the part, you know, you got to have the giant house, you got to have the fancy car, you got to have the expensive suits. And we get into that sort of competitive spirit a lot in our society today where, and I've heard this from many people, they're like, wow, that person must be doing great because they've got this business and they've got this incredible car and this incredible house and all these toys, boats and motorcycles and whatnot. That doesn't really mean they're doing well. In fact, they're probably up to their eyeballs or deeper in debt.
Well, the thing we have to remember is that debt gives us an image of prosperity.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But the truth is we don't own it. The lender does, and we're his slave. And the interest, we're slaves to the lender, and then the interest we pay on the money makes us a slave to the mammon itself. And Jesus says you cannot serve God and mammon.
You have a thing in the book and in the DVD as well, which you call, if I can get the eternal truths about money, and it's about money, you know, specific kinds of money. If you have that off the top of your head, I'd love it for you to repeat it on the air.
Yeah, it's gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, but debt is the money of slaves. And if we can understand that all of our money, all money everywhere, is debt that is created in the banking system in some form, fashion, or another, and then when it's deposited into your bank account, that debt is deposited in there as money. And that's why when you look at your dollar, U.S. currency, at the top it says Federal Reserve Note. Mm-hmm. And for anybody who's in any kind of finance or has done any kind of financial instruments, a note is an IOU. It's a debt. But when you look at that note, and notes are supposed to say how much it owes you and or how much the debt is, what's the interest rate, what's the term, so on and so forth. When you look at that note, there's none of that on there.
That's
and
right.
And I always kid around and say, therefore, it's an IOU nothing. And when we go to a global currency, it'll be a who owes you nothing because you won't know who it is that owes you nothing.
Well, why do you suppose it is, Norm, that we would be more apt to hear a sermon either pro or con on homosexuals in a church today, but I can never, ever remember in my entire life hearing a sermon in a church concerning the usury and the money system here in America.
Amen.
Well
said, Joe.
You know, I think a big part of that is that the pastors, I mean, they just have never been taught that. And see, they only teach what they've been taught in seminary school or Bible school, wherever they go. And so I think part of it is just the fact that they don't understand that whole thing like I've explained it in the book and the DVDs. But I will tell you this, is that there's a lot of pastors out there who have gotten the book and gotten the DVD and totally turned their lives around and the lives and their church's lives, and they've had me come in and minister this message and so on and so forth, and or they've taught it themselves, and so when they get a hold of it, they see it, they generally start to move in that direction. We've had just tremendous success with people as we explain it to them, because if you can explain it from a biblical perspective and do it in a loving way, most people are going to see it. But then there are some that won't see it. They refuse to see it. And 9 times out of 10, it's because debt has become their God. They're relying on debt. Debt gives them that image of prosperity, and that's why they have to pervert the offering in order to get enough money coming in to make the payment.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, I understand fully. It's just, you know, provoking thoughts, people that have never considered, you know, hearing before. And certainly a pastor who's reading the Bible week after week after week, at some point in time, I would think that they would stumble across the usury issue, especially being the only time that Jesus was upset and overturned the money tables.
Let me jump in here for a second, guys. Quick break, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one you've heard so much about, the salt crystal lamps. They also have skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. Check out the website for more information at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. And again, as always, folks, we ask you to support our sponsors, our advertisers, our network, and certainly, like I said, I don't even know if the show will be here tomorrow. I pray that it is, but it's God's will. But, you know, this is what it's all about, folks. It's an unfortunate necessity in this world, money. We're talking about it with our good friend Norm Franz, author of the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, and it's just astounding stuff. Norm, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Joe in Idaho, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Frank.
Please go ahead, sir.
I just got one more little statement to, you know, just to share with everybody. Like I said, I'm already living what this man is talking about, and I just want to let everybody know it's not easier living this way. It's actually harder. But one thing about taking the hard road, you know every step that you took along the way. If you took the easy road, you have no idea what road you're even on. So for those who are in debt today, I pray that everybody has time to work their self out of debt, to at least some degree. I fear that there's probably more going to get hung in the snare than we would care to admit. But like I say, I appreciate your guest tonight. It is good for me to hear somebody confirm something I believed for the past 12 years. And I appreciate the show tonight, Frank.
Joe, thank you as always, my friend. I appreciate you so much.
All right. Good job, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. It's probably a great validation for you, isn't it, Norm?
Well, it really is, and I tell you, Frank, we get so many testimonies of people calling us 4, 5, 6, even 10 years later, and just saying, and even before I wrote the book, I ministered this message, and they're testifying about how the book or the teaching that I've done in the past, I'm giving them this understanding, made it easier for them to make that change. And I tell you, without exception, everybody says that when they made that turn and they turned around and they started coming out, they developed a plan that it was like God just increased them and helped them to get out of debt that much quicker. And that was my case as well. And here's the bottom line, is that if we will just turn back to the Lord and we do it with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind, then what happens is that God works with us to bring about his blessing rather than the cursing of death.
Amen. Well said. I want to continue with the phone calls, if you're all right with that, sir, because there's certainly so many things I could just ask you about, but I'm not going to be selfish with the time we've got. 800-313-9443. Dan in Texas, welcome to the show.
Yeah, marvelous show, to say the least.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. As far as the Bible says, give to God your tithing in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, it gives, like, of your remnant. I mean, after you paid your bills and fed your slaves and sort of retirement food, then you give attention to what's left, which you have no use of, to God, is the way I understand it. But in the New Testament, it is actually, tithing is forbidden. It says, give as you are able. So if you can't get shoes for your kids, you're violating God's law if you give anything to the bishop so he can buy a Mercedes. And then two churches, I think, that actually do go over the Bible as far as not tithing, the Jehovah's Witnesses, which I resent them not suiting the flag. And the other one is the Missouri Synod of the Lutheran Church, which broke off from the DCLA's Synod of the Lutheran Church, which is pro-Mason and pro-tithing, whereas the Missouri Synod broke off, also the Wisconsin Synod broke off, specifically against Masons and against what kinds of churches and against tithing. They do not believe in tithing in the Missouri Synod. There's a couple, one here in Houston that is a hypocrite church, but the official doctrine of the Missouri Synod of the Lutheran Church is tithing is unscriptural. And do you have any churches you support, and do you agree with what I just said?
Well, I tell you, Dan, I don't agree with what you just said, because when people say tithing is unscriptural, then I always have to ask, but why is it in Scripture then?
It's not in the New Testament.
Well,
it says give as you are able, not tithe.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe that it's okay to marry your sister and have children?
Oh, no.
Why not? It's not in the New Testament. You can't do that.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't get your point.
You follow what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, well, it is in the what you're calling the Old Testament.
I think what he's saying, Dan, is that it doesn't say not to tithe.
Yeah, well, I disagree. It says give as you're able. That means do not tithe. If you're not able to tithe, then you shouldn't give. But in the Old Testament, that was done, but only as a necessity. So that I don't think that's a logical comparison, apples to oranges, whatever.
Yeah, Dan, I think that you have to understand the different aspects of giving is that there's tithes and there are offerings.
And right.
There are tithes and then there are offerings, and the tithe belongs to the Lord. And when you understand the Hebraic model, which is the biblical model, is that the tithe was there to provide for those who were in full-time ministry so that there was meat in the house of the Lord. And then offerings, you gave offerings as you were able, according to what was in your heart to give. And so when the New Testament talks about being able to give as you're able or give out of what you have, not what you don't have, that's not talking about tithing. That's talking about your giving and your offerings and so on and so forth. So tithes and offerings are different, and there are different passages of Scripture, different principles that govern both of them. But I believe that God's Word is true and that it doesn't pass away and that the tithe is for today. And I'm a poet, and I don't know it.
Well, I strongly disagree with what you're saying. I think, in fact, it's disgusting because it says give as you are able. It doesn't say tithe and give as you offerings if you can. It says give as you are able. So I think people that want people to tithe are really raving hypocrites and causing misery in God's people.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I've always been a tither, and God has just always blessed me, and I've never felt that anybody that taught the tithe properly was a hypocrite.
Well, I mean, if you're a preacher and we want people to give 10% of money to you and their kids need shoes, I mean, how bigger a hypocrite can a person be?
Well,
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about, Dan, but I think the main point here is what he's saying is that in the New Testament, as you had said, give as you are able. Norm is saying that is referring to offerings, not tithing, but there's nothing in the New Testament that he says that says that tithing is bad. So, you know, you have to go where you're led, and if you're led to believe that it's not there, then so be it. But, you know, that doesn't mean that everybody who feels differently than you is a hypocrite or incorrect. It just means that that's how you feel. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I feel it's horrible what they're doing to people. This is pitiful. If you were giving money to the church, I mean, like the Mormon church, Joseph Smith said, don't tithe, and the later prophet Snow says, do tithe, because the church would fall apart. Well, that's not God's fault. The church can hold itself together, you know, making people tithe unnecessarily. I mean, I think it's horrible. People need money for their food, for their retirement. In the Old Testament, what tithing meant was what's your remnant, not tithing what you need. It's what you, after you pay all your bills, feed your slaves and feed your horses and save up plenty of crops for food for the next year, then what's left that you have no use of, you give that to the tithe. So if you did believe in tithing, it would not mean give anything you need, even if you get 10% of what is left after you've paid all your bills anyway.
Yeah.
Not get 10% before you pay your bills.
Well, people that can't afford to pay tithes have much bigger problems than the tithe. I mean, people.
Well, then they shouldn't pay tithes.
Well, but what I'm saying is that people that you know what you're talking about as far as somebody, you know, paying tithes or feeding their children and things on that order. Folks that are in that situation have a whole lot more problems than just the tithe issue, because the bottom line is even if they kept their tithe, 9 times out of 10 they can't feed their kids and they're having financial problems anyway, and and the tithe is just one small part of their problem.
Well, then, would you agree if they can't afford to, they shouldn't?
No, I don't. I've been in situations where there's one time that I really got tested about tithing, and it was either make the car payment. This is way back before I understood the debt issue, and it was either pay my tithe or make the car payment. And I paid my tithe, and I missed the car payment, but I caught it back up, and I never missed another car payment.
Oh, that's sad. And, I mean, people out there ruin their financial future because they tithe when they shouldn't. I don't think God requires it at all. In fact, he doesn't want them to.
Huh?
We disagree.
Okay.
That's okay. Then you've got to. You're going to have to take that up with the scriptures, because scripture is very clear about the tithe, what it's for, and that it doesn't pass away.
No, I don't say it was in the New Testament. The tithe nowhere.
All right. Well, regardless, we'll have to agree to disagree. Did you have anything else, Dan?
No.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks for talking.
Of course. Thanks for the call, my friend. Appreciate it. Let's go to Chuck in New York. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Frank?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Just going to switch directions here a little bit. The Founding Fathers were God-fearing men. They set us up perfectly. Article 1, Section 8 and 10 say how this country's money system was supposed to be and work. And due to 1913 at Jekyll Island, J. Edward Griffin's book spells it out better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
We let it slip away.
That's true. And
I
you
do
mentioned
believe
that.
It's satanic.
Yeah, Norm, you mentioned that actually as well. In fact, even Thomas Jefferson's warnings about banks and bankers, and that's exactly what we've done. We have we're all enslaved at this point. I mean, to as a whole, as a country, we are.
Well, yeah, and Mayor Rothschild said that if you give me control of a nation's money supply, I don't care who writes their laws, and that goes back to money is the answer to all things, is what Ecclesiastes says. But the love of it is the root of all evil, and because of the love of money, men will develop schemes by which they exploit their fellow man and to get that money, and that is the origin of plunder. And that is the way of the world, and Scripture lays it out and says this is coming, so don't be involved in that. Don't be involved in the debt system. Don't be involved in trusting in that debt system. To live, trust in me and walk in my ways, including the tithe, and God's going to prosper you, and God's going to take care of you, because this world system is scheduled for judgment. There's nothing that we can do to stop it. We need to expose it and preach the truth in love, but you're not going to stop this. The only one that's going to stop it is Messiah when he comes.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Chuck, anything else?
Just Paul for president and wish TR had broken the money trust. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks. I appreciate the call. John in Georgia, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, sad to hear about the RBN situation.
Me too.
But, I'll miss it. Couple things. The first one is I've been listening on and off all night to walk the dog, but the getting out of debt, I mean, I did do that. I sold my house, luckily, at the top of the market, paid off all my debts, bought, like, 2 years' supply of food, a small farm, and the only thing I really owe debt on right now is my house. So, I mean, you know, when they go ahead and set up these credit card rules and everything like that, they to imprison you, is the house note included in that setup?
You know what? I think part of that is a state issue as well, mm-hmm. but you'd have to check with your state. But I do know this, is that in most of your housing contracts, your mortgage contracts, they can actually call that loan anytime that they want.
I know that. I'm just wondering, though, if someone calls in your housing loan, because that's probably the only loan that most people will have to have at some point unless you could pay cash for your house, which is pretty much unheard of, at least in the lower income levels, you know, and that you take that away from you, which is something they actually don't want to hold a lot of property like that, I guess, at right this moment. But, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I thought it was a different type of credit arrangement.
Well, I know that also with houses that if something happens where there's a huge drop in the housing and in house prices and you're actually upside down, which a lot of people are right now in their houses, is that you have to understand that if the banks ever go in and reassess the value of the house, the collateral that they're holding against your note can drop, and that can actually cause a bank to go insolvent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can come to you and say, well, your house is worth $50,000 less than what you owe on it. We need $50,000 to buy the loan down to level it out with the to level it out with the balance or the value of the house. And
right.
so that's what this system is all about. And what I would do is I would just go to my lender and I would ask them, I would check that out. What is the situation? Or check your state's attorney on the bankruptcy laws in your state.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that'd be the best way to do that, because everything's gonna be just a little bit is gonna be a little bit different.
I see.
I've got some good friends who, you know, a number of years ago, I encouraged them, don't buy real estate, you know, get out of real estate, and they didn't, and prices dropped on them, and they were insolvent, and they sold their, they liquidated, they than what the house was actually worth.
Wow. You were in a situation like that as well, Norm, were you not?
Well,
I mean, not exactly like that.
I was fortunate in that my house was an FHA, and the housing market was pretty depressed at the time that I went through it. So they just let me ride. I just worked out a deal with them that I was going to pay them what I could. And then finally, when the market turned around, I was able to sell it and get out from underneath of it.
Yeah, but
and
you had to sit on it for a while.
God just had mercy on me.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was all God's grace and mercy, and, you know, I just love him for it.
And,
amen.
I did have one last comment.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to believe that the founding fathers founded this country under all these good premises, but, you know, I think everyone fails to look at the fact that they were all Freemasons, I think, except for one or two, and that they basically set us up. And they said, look at this great thing we're creating, and it could be great, but with their understanding of human nature, knew what was going to happen. And I'm sure they had the blessings of Mother England when they did all this stuff. So I think all these people that keep looking back to the founding fathers as these saintly men are sadly mistaken.
Well, that's certainly worth exploring. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, we got to take a short break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Norm Franz. Stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Starting from the end.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Amazing, amazing stuff. And I'd like to welcome back our special guest this evening, the author of the book and DVD, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, a Bible-based financial seminar that unravels the economic mysteries of the last days. And, of course, the book, A Prophetic Guide to the New World Economic Order. Amazing stuff. And, of course, you can go to the website, which we've given out several times, and we'll continue to do that throughout the show, ascensionministries.net. And the phone number, if you'd like to place orders by phone, write this down, get your pens out, 247, 800-247-6553. Norm Franz, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
I'm really enjoying this and learning so much.
I just wanted to mention one thing about
Please.
What I was talking about.
Yes.
Is that, you know, there's the ongoing battle out there between those who say that, you know, our founding fathers were Christian, saintly men, and then there's other groups that say, well, no, they weren't so saintly because they were Masons and so on and so forth. But the truth is, Frank, is that they're both right. There were both in the midst of it. It's the wheat and the tares.
Yeah.
You know, the field is the world. In other words, or if you wanted to shrink it down to America, the field is America. And if you go look at the parable of the wheat and the tares, you see that they both get planted and they grow up together until the harvest comes at the end. And that's why it's so important. And wheat and tares are kind of hard to tell the difference between them until they're ready to harvest, because the wheat, the heads turn almost white, and the tares, the heads turn very dark, almost black.
Mm.
And that's how you know to separate the two, and that comes at the end of the age. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing the wheat and the tares becoming more and more and more distinct. The wheat and the righteous are walking righteously, and the tares are walking lawlessly. And it's about what's written on your heart. Either you have God's law written on your heart, which is going to cause you to walk like He did in righteousness, or you're going to have a heart that doesn't have the law written on the heart, and therefore you'll be lawless. And that is going to set you up for the man of lawlessness when he comes. And in the end, and this is so important that we understand this as we move forward in what we're talking about here, is that it's your gold won't save you in the end, your food won't save you, your country, your government won't save you. It's only the righteousness of God that is manifesting in your life that will save you in the end. That's really the key. Because all the kingdoms of all the world, the kingdoms of this world, when Messiah comes, will become the kingdom of our God and of His Messiah, and He will reign forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. If we're hanging on to this world, we're fighting a losing cause. Mm-hmm. We need to be in it. We need to be responsible. We need to preserve it the best that we can. But we have to understand that this world is passing away.
Well said, brother. Very, very well said. And I think it's right on point. It is important to understand about faith. And I've mentioned this before. You know, I don't have faith in human beings. Inherently fallible, unreliable, and subject to influence, you know, maybe not from the right places. But, you know, God has never let me down, Norm, and I don't think he's probably ever let you down or many other people. Everything that we go through is, there's a purpose to it, and usually it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of distance to get the true perspective and maybe the true meaning on it, but it is truly an amazing thing. We're up to a quick break here, my friends. We're back in 90 seconds with our special guests and your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.